I would look at a government that's distorted the research and statistics to buttress its non-existent case on this. I'd look at a government that's refused to listen to Royal College advice and indeed ignored public opinion on this. And I would look around and see, as I said just now, the senior doctors who are my colleagues in and providing safe care. Of course I would, Nick. Of course I would.
So you would walk out faced by a patient with whom you have the expertise, you have the relationship, you would explain to that mother in pain, or the parents of a child in pain, the child itself, I'm sorry, because of disputes I've got, I'm not going to treat you.
You asked me, Nick, what I would do in this industrial action, and I would have to say that looking around at this industrial action, first of all, my senior doctor colleagues, in the hypothetical case I was here, my senior doctor colleagues would be providing that care and would be providing it in a way that I would trust. So, but I would also look at a government that has given junior doctors no choice other than this. Okay. Petitions, debates in Parliament, debate in public, industrial action that didn't involve emergencies. The government has ignored every single one of those and left junior doctors with no alternative other than what's happening
this week.